Praise God. I said, praise God. Let's give God a praise this morning. Whoa, my. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's marvelous to be in this church at this time. Amen. Didn't God move this morning? Amen, 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 amen. We're grateful for his spirit. I'm grateful to your mighty pastor. Amen. Praise God for your pastor. Amen. Amen. Pastor Armstrong, a friend of mine, a friend mostly of Jesus Christ, a friend of my nation, Liberia, and a child of God. We thank God for the work that you're doing here in Trenton, and we continue to thank God because the hand of Shiloh stretches all over the world. And I'm grateful that it touches my own native country, Liberia, where a lot is being done there through the auspices of this church. Amen. I was there last February, March, and Pastor Armstrong and I, along with the team and Brother Jerry, we marched through Monrovia, amen, with the banner as Providence celebrated almost 100 years of worshiping God. Let's give them a hand. Amen. 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 And Pastor Reeve is going to be here the beginning of the month. Amen. And I'm going to do everything I can to hear that man of God come and preach here. Praise God. I just want to thank you because you've been a strength to me, my family, and our home church here in Willingboro, New Jersey. This morning, I was with Brother Brown as he drove me to the diner to get something to eat. He says, some folk didn't believe you from Africa. I said, what do you mean? He said that you don't talk like that and you don't sing like that. Well, that's what happened when you've been around you that long. Amen. Amen. I thank God that I can speak in a manner that you don't have to strain your ears to understand. But I want you to know when I'm with Liberians, you will strain to understand what I'm saying. Because the whole thing flips. Amen. Amen. And I'm grateful for that. I want to just introduce my beautiful wife, Gerudo. Amen. Please stand and let's see how God bless me. Amen. With her is her two friends. They're with an organization of women from Liberia called Sisters of Substance. Amen. Let's give it up for Nikki. Nikki, please stand. And Mary, amen, and my little niece from London, Sophia, she's visiting with us from London, amen, my daughter, Charlize, and over at the end with those beautiful glasses, got her head down like this, is Nikki's daughter, and I always have a tough time calling her name, Naika. Give it up, come on, Naika, just wait. Amen, amen. Those are my folks with me. Anybody here from Liberia in this church? Please stand, we want to see you. Amen. I know some of your members already, but come on, get up. Here we go. Amen, we're here. We are here. Amen, 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 amen. I'm grateful to God for all of us. How many people came to worship this morning? Amen. 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 Let us pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, dear Lord, because we know that we belong to you and you are our Father. So come into this place this morning, dear God. Come into this sanctuary and touch us one by one, name by name, situation by situation, condition by condition. Lord, you know what each of us is going through at this moment. But we'd also know, oh God, that we can rely on you to put us in the place of victory. Come now, Holy Spirit, anoint me that I may preach your word with power. Prepare the minds and hearts of your people to receive it. For a breakthrough in their lives. Bless the pastor of this church. Continue to bless the leadership. And truly, oh God, as the deacon prayed this morning, hide me behind the cross. that we will see you and hear you only. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow or failing with thee. Thou changest not.
Help me.
Thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness.
Come on, sing with me, church.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Tell them morning.
Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I had needed thy hand had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with our nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy
faithfulness.
Sing, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I had needed thy hand had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon, 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 pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own depressed to chair and to guide. Faith for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great, 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 great is thy faithfulness.
Help me.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Somebody say morning.
Morning by morning, new mercies I
faithful. He's faithful. Turn to your neighbor, say he's faithful. Say he keeps his word. Come on, tell your neighbor, he keeps his word. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Amen. Amen. He keeps his word. He is faithful. He is not man that he should lie. What he promises, he will bring to pass. Great is God's faithfulness. The New Testament, the book of Luke, the fourth chapter. Don't read, I'll tell you the story. Amen. Stay with me. It says, then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. For 40 days and nights he ate nothing. Nothing. And when they were completed, he was hungry. Then the devil came unto him and said, since thou art the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Jesus answered and said unto him, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then the devil took him into the holy city, Jerusalem, and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, cast down thyself from here, for it is written, he shall send his angels charge over thee, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered and said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. And then the devil took him unto a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom and glory of the world in an instant, and said to him, if you would bow down and worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered and said, it is written, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Turn to your neighbor and say, the message is, there is power in the word. Can I hear that one more time? There is power in the word. Whether we've come to realize that there are three aspects of the word I'd like to share with you today. First, it is the spoken word. Then it is the written word. And then there is the living word. Amen. But the spoken word comes at the very usher of all creation, because the Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. But it says in Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But he created the heavens and the earth by his spoken word. He spoke it and it came into being. He spoke it and it came into fruition. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He just spoke it, amen, and it came into reality. There is power in the spoken word. So we got to be careful with the words we speak. Because the word of God itself says there is power in the tongue. There is life or death in the tongue. God says if we can believe his word, we can speak to our mountains. And the mountains will be removed. Some of us are speaking, but we're not speaking with faith, and we're not speaking with power. We're speaking the problem rather than speaking the solution. Amen. Amen. What do you mean, Reverend Martin, when you talk about speaking the problem? You know, I'm from Liberia, and I told you I can split my accent. There's some of us, every time you say, how you doing, he say, poor boy, catching a hard time. Oh, you understood that. Be careful what words you speak, because it will come to pass. If every time somebody say, how you doing, you start telling them, poor boy, catching hard time, you're going to be poor and you'll be catching hard time, because that's the words you speak. The power in the word. So we must be careful with what words we speak, because in our mouth are the power of life and death, failure or success.
If you were here this morning, I know it's the same text, but a different message. Amen. That's how God works.
Some people, I come to tell you this morning, don't stop telling people you got a problem.
Amen. My wife would tell you, I never got a problem. I got a concern.
Amen. Amen. That's a difference between a problem and a concern. A problem will make you stay in bed and cover your head with the sheet. A problem will depress you and hold you back, but a concern will make you get up. God wants us to be a people on the move. Can't have faith and laying down. If you got faith, everybody that God calls, he says, go. Abraham, go to a place where I will show you. Moses, go down to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. Go.
Be careful what words you speak, because words are powerful. Spoken word creates. It can create a wonderful atmosphere, or it can create a chaotic atmosphere. The words you speak can break spells. Jesus is on the boat. Hallelujah. And the billows and waves are tossing. And the disciples are with him. Amen. Isn't that funny that we can be disciples and believers, but when the boat starts shaking, we get disturbed? We are, come on folks, they were with Jesus. They were in the boat with Jesus. When the boat started rocking and reeling, they got worried. Jesus, don't speak. Carest thou not that we perish? Some of us, when things start happening and life start rocking and life start rolling and we lose the job and the mortgage coming and we got more than money and things start happening like that, we lose. Jesus, carest thou not? They woke him up. But what did he do? He got up and looked at the billows and looked at the waves. And he spoke. He spoke. Peace. Be still. And even though the thunders and the rolling and the billows were rocking and reeling and the rains were coming down, when he said, peace, be still, everything chill. So much so that the disciples began to scratch their head and say, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the waves obey him. I don't know what winds are going in your life. I don't know what storms there are. But I want you to know there are three things happening. Either you're in a storm, you're going through a storm, or you just got out of one. But whether you're in it, going through it, or just got out of it, I'm trying to tell you, there is still Jesus who can say to your soul, peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Why? Because he cares about you. That's what his word says. I reach above all things that you prosper and be in good health. And no weapon formed against you can prosper. There is the spoken word, and there is power in the spoken word, but we need to speak it.
Don't keep it a secret. The word of God said, cry loud. Spare not. Let somebody in your office know you serve the Lord. Let the people in your house know that you serve the Lord. Don't keep Jesus a secret. Come on, tell somebody. Come on, let me see if you can do it. Stand up, church, and give him a praise right now. Come on, give him a praise right now. Let him hear it. Don't keep it a secret. I said praise him. Praise. Come on, somebody. Thank him for you bringing me through. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your deliverance. Cry loud. Can somebody say thank you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woo. It's all right. Now I know I'm in a Baptist church. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Speak it. Speak it. There is the spoken word, and then there is the written word. We have the New Testament, and more than 13 of those books were written by Paul, letters to the different churches. Folks, we need to do some writing of God's word. Amen. Amen. Write and encourage somebody in the word of God. Encourage somebody by your spoken word, but encourage somebody. Come on, you can't write texts. Anybody heard me? It's okay. Text. It's all right. We in a time. Text is still written word, folks. Amen. Amen. If you can't write text, amen, send an email. Amen. We need to use technology to get the word of God out. And ain't nothing wrong with it. The written word. God says in his word that I want to write my words in your heart. Amen. Write God's word in your heart. Hide it, says David. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide God's word in my heart that I will not sin against him. Amen. We need to, folks, memorize the scripture. Let me say it again. I mean, we memorize all kinds of songs. You put some R&B on, but from 30 years ago, we know it forbade. Hey, help me here. We know it verbatim. You have been perfect, but I love what the word of God says, that we are saved by what? Grace. Through what? Faith. That's what the word says. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God, for God so loved the world that he gave this gift, his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He is the living word for our redemption, for our salvation, for our regeneration. So if at all you have fallen by the wayside, he's there. He will forgive you, and he'll pull you back up again. You know, you got some folks who said, I fell down, so I'm not going to get up. I've fallen down. It doesn't matter how many times you've fallen. The Son of Man, the Son of God, that healing balm, that living word, has his hand stretched out for you right now. Right now where you are. And you can start all over again today. You can start new today. You can start with your slate clean, because the living word purges, he washes, he cleanses, he renews, he regenerates, and he makes us saved by his blood. The enemy wants you to believe otherwise. He always is a pointer. He wants to remind you of your failures. He wants to remind you of your sins. He wants to remind you of your shortcomings. He wants to remind you of yesterday. But God wants to restore you. He wants to restore you. He wants to pull you up in his bosom because he loves you. I've told this story so many times. You probably heard it. It's about a little boy. Amen. I love these stories because they sort of like stay with us. A little boy made a beautiful blue boat, Johnny. Amen. Somebody say, what's his name? Come on, what's his name? J- Johnny, I want to know, make sure you're listening. Amen. Johnny made a beautiful boat. And he made a beautiful sailboat because he used to like to put it near the gutter where, you know, when it rains, the water comes and he run behind his boat. Amen. And stay with it. But he made this boat. He took time and he shaped it with his own hands. I mean, he made the boat as beautiful as he could, as he knew how. He put all his creative juices in it. In fact, the boat literally had his DNA. And one day when he put the boat on the side of the gutter and the waters came and the waters were rushing and the water took the boat. And when he ran after the boat to grab it and he couldn't get it in time and the boat slipped out of his grasp. He was sad and he went home with his head hung down. 2 weeks later, with his dad, they come to this pawn shop. And he sees the boat in the window. And he says, "Daddy, Daddy, that's my boat." Daddy says, "No, it can't be. Your boat gone." He said, "Daddy, I know it. I know that's my boat." He says, "How do you know?" He said, "Daddy, I shaped it. I made it with my own hands. I made it in with my DNA all written on it. Daddy, I know it." And the daddy said, okay, let's check it out. And they grabbed the boat and they began to look at it. And Johnny said, look, the daddy. And he turned the boat upside down. He said, "I got my name on it." So they go to the man. He says, sir, "That's my boat. I want it." The man said, "No, you're going to have to buy it. I bought it. You're going to have to buy it." And Johnny, daddy looks at him and he said, Johnny, "You're going to have to earn it." So Johnny goes home and he does all kinds of chores, all kinds of work to earn that boat. And he gets enough money. And he gets enough money, he grabs the daddy. He says, "Let's go back, daddy. I got enough money. Let's go, dad. And they get to the store and he's waiting and he's anxious. You know how kids get. And he's anxiously waiting and they give him the boat and he pays the man all the money he's been working for. And they're going in at home and Johnny is sitting in the back of his car and daddy looks in the rear view mirror and Johnny is holding the boat. And he goes, "Little boat, you're twice mine. Little boat, you're twice mine." That's what Jesus is doing for us today through his word. He says, "He who cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Some of us need to realize that in the beginning when God spoke the word and spoke things into being, he spoke us into being. He told Jeremiah, "Before you were born in your mother's womb, I knew you, I called you, and I'd appointed you a prophet to the nation." We are not here by mistake or by accident. God called us by his word. He spoke it into being that we will be here now. He made us. He shaped us. The Bible says, "In his image created he them male and female. Created he them in his likeness." We have the DNA of God in us. We are his children. But some of us, like the boat, we slipped away. We slipped far away from the Father and he tried to reach us, but sin caught us in his grasp. We wandered far away from home. Some of us have just been coming to church, but feeling no glory of God. It's just something we've been doing. It's something we do all the time. So we get up on Sunday and we come. But God wants to do more than just have you come. He wants you to receive today. Some of us drifted so far we think that we can't get back. The word of God says, if you run to the mountaintop, I'm there. If you run to the far east, I'm there. You go to the far west, I'm there. If you make your bed in the bottom of the ocean, I am there. If you make your bed in hell, I am there. And I'll take you out. Jonah tried to flee. When God told him go west, he goes east. The Spirit of God followed him. God is following some of us. He's followed us from one state to another, from one condition of alcoholism or drug a waywardness, joblessness. He's never left us. He stayed with us. Hey, he stayed with us. He stayed with you. Why? Because he made you, he loved you, and he paid a high price. Fire. Too many people like me talking about salvation is free. Yeah, it may be free for us, but it cost God his only son. Precious. Look at the price he paid. What manner of love is this, that he laid down his life for me and you, and he called us friend? A friend that sticks closer than a brother. A friend who will pay a ransom of himself in an ignominious death. The death of a criminal on a cross for a sinner like me and you. He paid that price because he said it in his word. And his word will come to pass. Somebody asked him, Lord, what would be the sign? He said, there would be no sign other than the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He died on a rugged cross. He paid the price for me and you. And so he does go in the highways and the byways and our secret places, and he pulls us up again. Like Johnny, Jesus is holding you right now, saying, I made you, I shaped you, I molded you, I paid the price of my life for you. Charles, yes, Lord, you're twice mine. Jerry, yes, Lord, you're twice mine. Deacon Poole, yes, Lord, you're twice mine. Jesus is saying you are his. And that is his word. And his word will not return void, but will accomplish that which he sent it. He sent it for you. And if there is anyone here today who wants to rededicate his life to Jesus, just lift up your hand where you are, knowing that he's paid the price. Come on, lift it up high. Don't keep it a secret. Amen, amen, amen. Why don't you come, those of you with your hand up right now, just come, let's pray. In the name of Jesus. Don't worry about them. Play me a song. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I know you're good. A song of rededication. Amen. Coming home. Coming home. Never more to roam. Will somebody else come? Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming. Oh, maybe you're in your seat, you want to rededicate your life. You don't even want to come and say, coming home. Coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. Lord, I'm coming home. Can you say, coming home, help me. Coming home, nevermore to roam. Open wide, thine arms of love, thine arms of love. Tell the Lord, say, I'm coming. Lord, I'm coming. Oh. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word.
Father, you said, any man who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Father, we know it's not only these three who want to come and stand before you. But Father, we thank you for their witness, for their expression of need for you. Because Lord, each of us have a need for you. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me that needs you right now. So Father, we ask that you touch this sister, this brother, this sister in the place of need, their salvation. Touch them, oh God, in every need, God, physical need, spiritual need, emotional need, financial need. And not only them, God, but those who are seated there in their seats. We pray your blessing upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, may they take the word of God with them and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shiloh Baptist Church is a church that reaches out in this community. We want to reach out to you this morning if you don't have a church home. Amen. And you feel this morning that you've made a connection, this is the place we'd like you to start. If you don't have a church home, can you raise your hand? Amen. If you don't have a church home, do you have a church home? Amen. This is your church home. You don't have a church home? You want to make this your church home? Amen. Come up, girl. Amen. 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 Is there another? Is there another? Amen.